Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Adam Dietz, who you'll find on Medium.com, and here is, "She said we were drifting apart, but I think she didn't like my metal detector." Having recently gone through a breakup, I found myself spending my days analyzing the ins and outs of a relationship that once was, playing and replaying choice memories, analyzing select conversations, and continually asking myself, what if? What if I hadn't leaned so heavily on her emotionally? What if I had made more of an effort to get to know her friends? And more importantly, what if I hadn't brought my metal detector down to Florida for our anniversary trip? And as I sit here wallowing in our breakup, it's the last question that plagues me the most. In my eyes, that 2-week trip to Sarasota had been nearly perfect. Fantastic food, ample drink, and gorgeous rays in perpetuity. It was everything I had hoped it would be, and then some. I had thought my then-girlfriend felt the same way, but upon having broken up, I was forced to admit some dark truths about the vacation. I guess in hindsight, she might have thought I was joking when I told her I was bringing my metal detector. Though I don't know why, I had driven 5 hours each way to my childhood home to procure it, arriving at her apartment the next day with the metal detector in tow, and a box of rare finds from my youth, which included a buffalo nickel. She had seemed slightly annoyed when I interrupted her work Zoom call by putting the metal detector up to her head and making fake beeping noises, insinuating that she had some sort of metal plate up there. At the time, I chalked this up to travel-induced stress, but in hindsight, I suspect this might have been the start of our troubles. Arriving in Florida, we took a cab from the airport to our hotel and immediately unpacked our bags. Eager to try out my metal detector for the first time in 10 years, I put on my signature metal detecting hat, a train conductor cap with Metal Boy stitched on one side, and intended to venture down to the shore in search of jewelry, loose change, and good times. Heading out the door, she asked me where I was going. "I gotta hit the beach before sundown," I told her. She said she had thought we might go out for dinner and drinks. She knew a cute spot right on the water. Smiling, I told her there would be plenty of time for dinner and drinks, but that sundown was when true detection was at its peak. She nodded in understanding and wished me good luck with my adventures, but there was maybe just the slightest hint of sadness in her eyes. Sometimes when I lay awake at night, tossing and turning, I wonder. The next morning, my alarm went off at about 5 a.m., and I jumped out of bed, grabbing my gear with the zest and zeal that only comes from an early morning metal fest. Groggily, she peeked her head out from beneath the covers and again asked where I was going. I explained to her that the morning was the best time to find rare metals, to which she said that she thought the evening was the best time to detect metal. All I could do was smile. "Both times are really great for metal detecting," I explained, putting on my favorite hat and reaching for the door handle. Lifting one bare leg out from the sheets, she asked me if there was anything she could do to convince me to stay. I said, "No, you goof," and rushed out the door. That day I found 2 dimes, 15 aluminum pop tops, and an old wrench. I intended to give all of these items to her later that evening as an anniversary gift, but when I got home, she was fast asleep. I logged the items in my patented metal-detecting journal and crawled in next to her, disappointed that she couldn't share in my excitement. The third day of the trip was when things took a turn. Having met a pretty hardcore group of detectors the previous evening, I was asked to join them for an afternoon jaunt at one of the hottest beaches in the area for finding sick treasures. But unfortunately, the beach meetup conflicted with our official anniversary dinner. When I suggested to my love that we might change the reservation to another date and time, or better yet, just do it when we get home, she picked up my box of metal treasures and poured them out all over the floor and began kicking them in various directions as they fell. From there, she hurriedly packed her bags and rushed out the door, asking me why I couldn't have taken up golf instead, which confused me then and still does today. I stayed the remainder of the scheduled 11 days, metal detecting with my friends and having a blast. The day I returned home, I drove directly to her apartment to show her all of the sweet finds that had taken place after she left. Naturally, I was shocked by this turn of events. Speechless, really. While I cannot say with absolute certainty that my return to metal detecting played a role in our demise, a small part of me will always suspect that it did. Our relationship was always a bit strained because she wasn't always clear when communicating her feelings, which led to a lot of guesswork on my end. She had said we'd drifted apart, which was news to me. Driving home from her place that day with my metal detector fastened into the seat next to me, I thought of the beautiful ring that I had found on my last day of the trip and how I had intended to ask her to marry me. My Bounty Hunter Legacy 3500 metal detector with waterproof 8-inch search coil can locate iron, nickel, aluminum, zinc, gold, silver, and occasionally copper, but it couldn't help me detect what was in my girlfriend's heart. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.